Welcome back, Jim Gersey.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. We have posted up a peak performance, but I think I need a proper, a better logo because I couldn't cut and paste over your logo to our affiliates page. If people go to NutriMedical.com, they're going to see the amazing new service, your service, which has the diagnostic capability of QRMA, Bioplasm, and Metapathia. Now, that data is sent to me, or I log on to TeamViewer 11, I analyze it with my medical skills, and will tell you what conventional care, surgery, nutritional care, nutraceuticals, and technology you need to reverse aging and to conquer disease in the least toxic and safest way. That service, by the way, I wanted to add to this, you may surprise you, Jim, you're such a master at marketing. Mm-hmm. I want all of the people that get a Metapathy and these diagnostic technologies to go through you for NutriMedical. In other words, I'm going to have you be the master of all the diagnostic services that are being set up around the world. So that
Fantastic. If
you're in California or you're in Dubai or you're in Beijing, China, and you want these diagnostic capabilities, you will contact me and get the equipment from us. But the marketing, the coordination of labs, and the timing, if I have to do a live assessment of someone with a test or do an oversight where I have to actually schedule the time, it's all going to be done through Jim. And Jim, you need because marketing is such an important part of this, we're going to be marketing to conventional and alternative clinics like medical, DO, chiropractic, naturopathic, and health and fitness clinics. A lot of people have no idea that they have things in their genetics and epigenetics that are heading toward, or as I say, speeding toward a concrete wall or a granite mountain top where they're going to crash and burn. And they don't understand this, that we can now diagnose these things even without symptoms and change the direction and trajectory of their health so that they can, number one, extend lifespan, overcome genetic SNPs, which will cause horrifying effects in their body, and even open the way in the future for genetic SNP therapy with gene therapy. Gene therapy is coming. It'll come in the next 5 to 10 years, which means with diagnostics like the Metapathia, we will even tell you which gene you need to actually overcome the illness. For example, there's research going on for a gene SNP for a specific hereditary hyperlipidemia, and that gene SNP will mean down the road you can actually get gene SNP therapy that will actually repair the gene in your liver so you won't die of a dyslipidemia causing advanced and rapidly aggressive lipid disorders causing plaque and stroke and heart attack. Hyperviscous blood disorders. For example, in Mrs. Hillary Rodham Clinton, and I'm going to put this request out, I will provide a free test for either presidential candidate. If they want to come into Jim's facility, I will provide my services for free to analyze and provide them a protocol, and that is open to both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, because although they may think they're well, they're not going to live to be 1,000 years or even 100 years unless they overcome their gene SNPs, epigenetics, and toxic things in their body that are ticking away like a ticking time bomb. So, Jim, what do you think of that?
Well, you know, talk about the wave of the future, because when you're talking about use of the Metapathia, and I, just over the weekend, I was pretty aggressive with a lot of people that I was friendly with. I wanted to know this thing inside and out, and I'm quickly becoming an expert at it.
Right.
And as people are watching it, there's a bit of counseling as you go through it, because some people are going, ooh, What are these black things?
They're different. Six different icons, and the little black squares are the "Oh my God" icon. I call it the OMG.
Right, and you know, like, and I said, well, we're looking pretty much for the yellow ones, which are ones, twos, and threes, and you might see some purple fours. But when you're looking at the fives and sixes, I said, there's an issue right there.
Right,
and you can see some smiles change after you start to do what they call the metatherapy, where you see the frequency being uploaded right into their system, into their body, and those areas changing from those fives and sixes down to ones and twos.
Now,
and that's all depending if the material was there to change it. But if they're not ready to change because they don't have the nutrients available, it's not going to change.
Right. In other words, they need the nutraceuticals. They need the technology. It might be pulsed Rife therapy or false magnet light therapy. In fact, I've actually made another advance in my proposal to the Lumen Company. They have a carrier frequency that Dr. Nogier developed. He was a medical empath and a if you want to call it, intuitive. And he was French. He discovered the carrier frequencies for different organs. But you actually don't need to change the carrier frequency, which is 1 to 7. What we do is just change the broadcast on that carrier frequency, which is these frequencies that regulate ion flow from the telomeres to your ion channels and to active transport mechanisms to each cell and tissue. So the black keys in the keyboard of your DNA are frequencies. So you don't need to change the on-off signal. You just change the actual frequency of the light vibration. So that'll mean it'll be a much simpler change to the technology to literally download light vibrations to the frequency no matter what setting you have it at. And you can actually download dozens of frequencies like sounds, like a musical sound, and those specific frequencies will talk to your tissues. Now, what we're saying here is metatherapy is we can change the biological circuits of your body because the biocircuits determine whether disease occurs or not. So, for example, if your autonomic nervous system and your biocircuits allow autoimmune attack of your right knee from rheumatoid arthritis, but there's no electrical activity in the left will be perfectly fine, even though it's a blood-borne, lymphocyte-activated T-lymphocyte attack that is not going to occur because there's no electrical activity permitting it. And people need to know that, that without the biocircuits, either life extension or disease cannot occur. And I've been actually made the final breakthrough on this that extends even the research of Dr. Nesterov in the London Ear Institute and Dr. Zhu in China. And I'm presenting my lecture in quantum energy transfer equations this December in Vegas, that I've broken the code of what life is, which will not only affect biology, not only of humans, but all life forms on Earth, and exobiology in terms of whether or not signatures of these frequencies can be found by special light telescopes in deep space. So if we look at Proxima B 4 light years away, you could actually see from the telescope if there's specific harmonic resonant frequencies, which biological molecules are present in the environment on their planet. Those harmonic resonant frequencies will not only tell if they have the right nutrients and minerals to support life, but if they have certain biological molecules that have a resonant frequency like a tuning fork that indicates they're present. Interesting, eh?
Well, you know, when we're looking at all those different types of frequencies that are out there, and even like the ones that we know that are present here, I can tell you just a personal story of a person I sat next to at a wedding, and he was explaining his whole medical history, and oh my God. And I said, well, I can't diagnose. That's not what I'm doing. I'm a technician, and I know how to run this machine very well. You know, that's more of your expertise, Dr. Bill.
Right. Right.
But the idea is this, is that getting those tests done, I record it, you know, and I use a program that I said I'm uploading it to the Google Drive, and I send it over to you, where you could actually narrate what's going on and give them full insight. So this is just not a run-of-the-mill test. You can't find this anywhere else.
Right. And so what will happen is you do a video capture of the video of the test while it's occurring in the scan. I can then log on to TeamViewer 11 to their video scan and their data on the heart on your computer, and then I can do a frequency analysis and actually go through a diagnostic frequency matching so I can tell them what pathogen is present. If they got pyelonephritis and they've got Enterococcus faecalis causing the recurrent kidney damage, or if they've got signs of hypothyroidism, or they've got the early signs of a multicentric gastroglioma in the right inferior temporal lobe, or the nascent changes that they're going to in the future block off their posterior inferior cardiac arteries, I can see that on the scan. And I can actually give a video report saying, and even scan down and tell you which chromosome and even which gene is involved, for example, with a hereditary dyslipidemia gene. And I can then say, I can recommend a conventional test called a lipid electrophoresis, a rheologic blood viscosity test, and specific tests for hyperviscosity such as factor V Leiden mutation, soluble ICAM 1 and 2 levels, fiber degradation products, and the nonlinear, we call blood viscosity analysis of non-Newtonian fluid dynamics of blood viscosity through a rheologics consultation to send it off to a rheologics lab, like I did research in Denver with a top cardiologist in the country doing work on an original cause of heart and vascular disease. So when people say, well, you can't do that, I said, I'm Diego. I can do virtually anything. And what I don't know, I'll go to my experts and I will problem solve it. And what that means is I may send you to a conventional surgeon. I may send you to an alternative medicine doctor. I may send you to get a 23andMe and Prometheus analysis so I can look at your genetic SNPs. I may ask William Shaw at Overland Park, Kansas, to a genetic organic acid analysis if you have a child with a specific disorder that may be mitochondriopathy or a gene disorder and tell you which nutraceuticals will overcome the gene SNP, which prevents the conversion to their activated form of a specific nutrient. So there virtually is no problem on Earth that I can't solve or get my colleagues to solve. There isn't. That's just the facts. Now, the amazing thing about this, I want to train other doctors to do what I do, and your service, which I've really conceived over the weekend, should be the center point for the diagnostic and technical side of this. I don't have the time or the resources to manage all the marketing and so on, because it's important to get this penetrated out to the public and to clinics and health networks. This should become a service that major insurance carriers and a publicly funded healthcare like in Canada and Britain say, hey, we're going to go for a metapathia clinic scan, and it'll tell me what things I'm predisposed to. And then if they need to do specific tests like a 23andMe and Prometheus, organic acids, or look for heavy metal metabolites in their body because they may have exposed to depleted uranium or have mercury amalgams, we need to clean them up or they're going to get horrifying disease. And people always, I did a teacher the other day on her scan, and she said, I just got a clean bill of health from her doctor. I said, do you know what that clean bill of health is worth? It's not even as useful as a piece of toilet paper. They do a simple blood test. They don't even mine all the data from it. They do a cursory physical examination. They don't look at any of the real factors that could predispose to disease and have absolutely no symptoms. Or if they have them, as I say, minor symptoms will kill you, major symptoms will bother you, and no symptoms will bite you. It means they can just kill you on the spot and you have no idea, or predispose you to horrifying illness, which you're doing absolutely nothing about. So, for example, and I'll use the example of Hillary. What will we do for Hillary? Well, Hillary's in New York. She's trying to recover supposedly from pneumonia. This pneumonia is not due to allergies. Lisa Bardak is providing a public disservice by not providing not only complete records, but providing all the information to an international panel, a specialty panel, so a consortium of doctors, anybody, can make an analysis opinion. The very first thing is she's suffering from what's called end-stage Parkinson's disease, which is aspiration pneumonitis. She has double vision from a traumatic brain injury. The lesion in the bottom of Lisa Bardak's MRI scan indicated it could either be a post-traumatic lesion, or, because she has double vision now, or it could be an early nascent brain tumor. She has signs of hypothyroidism. She has signs of hypoadrenalism. She's diabetic. She's got double vision from a damage to the motor nuclei controlling her eye movements, so she can't get a fused vision unless she wears a prismatic lens. She has fainting spells. She has multifocal seizures. She has absence spells where she doesn't remember what she's talking about. She truly does, I believe, besides her liocracy, the lies, she truly has signs of brain damage. Now, if Hillary Clinton came in to see you, Jim, what would you do? What would you do for Hillary Clinton? As a citizen of America, as our sister, no matter how evil she is, what would you do for her?
Ask for repentance.
But the repentance would come because she needs to realize we're there because we're, number one, godly Christian Americans, which, by the way, she dissed last week, saying half of the supporters of Trump are deplorables. Well, the deplorables may save your carcass and save your soul from eternal punishment. The deplorables may add 20 to 30 to 50 years or even regenerate you down the future, so you actually have a physical health where you're not in a death span. You have a lifespan that's worth living. The deplorables may prevent you from doing a presidency that brings America to a war game footing with Russia, so that most of our American cities are vaporized in a future thermonuclear, biological, and chemical war. The deplorables may save millions of babies who will become great citizens and scientists and future presidents of the United States, and that America will become, as John F. Kennedy says, a shining city on a hill. The deplorables may prevent the population collapse that's coming because of environmental pollution promulgated by you and the globalists. How about that? But the first thing I do is I just treat her like a person. I'd say, okay, Hillary, we're here to help you. We can witness things.
So what we can do is, your 11-page intake form will give a whole bunch of information that's vital to go forward on your end. For my end, it's just to transfer to you.
Right.
The QRMA is essential. That QRMA and the metapathy are, I believe, like the 1-2 punch, because the QRMA is going to give you a whole bunch of things,
the
vitamins, minerals.
The bioplasm adds some other research, and you can actually download frequencies. But the 1-2 punch is QRMA metapathia. and the 11-page history form. And if I have all of the records, we're not talking about some. I'm talking about MRI scans, surgical reports, blood tests, lipid analysis, all the stuff. And to be honest with you, most doctors don't even have the biochemistry or intermediate metabolism to even mine out of the conventional tests all the data that's there right in front of them. They really don't.
Yeah.
And if you talk to the average doctor, they're what we call mental midgets when it comes to intermediate metabolism, toxicology, and stealth infectious disease. They know nothing or damn close to nothing. It's disturbing.
Well, you know, but for the QRNA is literally you sit there, you take in the information, and you can...
With the QRMA, you can... here's the thing. Half of the tests you can just look at and say, oh, my zinc's low, my magnesium's low, this is high, I've got mercury and I've got arsenic, maybe I'm eating too much chicken, or I have a well that doesn't have well water that's not contaminated by arsenic. It'll tell you if your organ function, thyroid, adrenal, sex hormones, if you've got prostate problems or you've got prostate cancer that's nascent or breast cancer. It will give you predisposing kind of indices, just a general index. So it's not as complete, but it tells you your nutrient status and your toxicological status and even the different categories of allergies. That test only takes 1 minute of holding the electrode. Now, the Metapathia, if you have a high-speed computer like mine, which is a custom supercomputer, it takes about 25 to 30 minutes to do the full detailed test on an average person. And then I do another narrative that may take another half hour to an hour, depending on whether or not I'm going to make a metatherapy, homeopathic for them, or a metazode, or give specific metatherapy where I'm actually going to change their biological circuits and reverse the biocircuits that are maintaining the disease in their body. That's where the icons switch back. So with Jim, I think that probably Hillary would need about 2 hours, wouldn't she?
She'd need 2 hours, but, you know, keeping in mind, all this stuff is giving you a 360 view of your biological system, what you're lacking, what circuits that are not being fired off.
And I tell people, remember, this is a biodiagnostic, basically predictive test. It's not I would not consider, quote, the definitive test until I actually collaborate with history, or if you want to do conventional things. So, for example, if I see anomalies that indicate there's a frequency matching with a meningioma or a multicenter gastroglioma in the, say, the inferior, you know, cerebellum or brainstem, I'd want to actually do an MRI or CT with a specific weighted scan. I want to look at blood tests, for example, lipid electrophoresis, which 99.99% of the doctors don't do, to look for the cause of increased or accelerated plaque. I'd want to know, for example, if they have cancer cell markers. I'd want to know the genetics of their cancer so that we would do a gene-based cancer treatment like Brzezinski or the Isles Clinic in Santa Barbara. I'd want to know, for example, what were the markers of the specific mixed connective tissue disease, lupus, or other disorders, and if they have specific T cells activated or stealth infections that are present. And you'd be surprised at weird things that people have. They've got things like herpes, hepatitis, herpes simplex hepatitis, or they've got hypothyroidism, or they've got signs, they've got a chronic abscess cavities in their tooth, and they may even have amoebic abscess in their tooth, which you can actually see on these scans. And it scans down and has a hunter function to find it. So, as I say, if you're not in New York and you want to fly to New York to see Jim, do it. You're going to get a test that you'll never, ever have anything like this on the earth, and it's simple, non-invasive. You just wear the hydrophones. There's no needles. There's no laying down on machines. You just simply fill in the history forms and do the tests. We analyze them and tell you what else you need to do. It gives us a roadmap. This is a roadmap to know what to do to find out what's going on and what to do to make you well.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back to the Nutri Medical Report. This is Jim Gerke. Dr. Bill and I were just talking during the break of the 1-2 punch between the QRNA and the metapathia. What we were saying is that one thing that must be understood about the whole thing is that it's completely safe. You're not dealing with radiation. You're not laying down on a mat. You're not occupying a whole bunch of your time with a whole bunch of things that are can be a little bit scary. And some people over the weekend were going into their stories of just going through a typical MRI, and anybody that's ever been through an MRI, it's like going through a big drill, like boom, 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 and the banging. But this thing is actually pretty good, because last year I went through a meniscus surgery, and if I had the metapathy at this time, I'd be able to see what's going on around the knee. And this is not to discount any of the conventional medicine. This
no,
is many
don't.
Times people want to find out what's going on before anything really happens.
Exactly.
Oh,
give
welcome
an example.
Back, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, I'm back. I'll give you an example. I'm not setting up an office, but I have friends that I kind of just scan through here. I had a person that I scanned a few days ago, and they showed a very nasty lesion in their right maxillary sinus. And the person, of course, that I talked to hadn't given any history about this. They also had an abscessed tooth with periodontal infections in the bone that showed up in the scan. It even tells me the name of the pathogen, but the thing that was most disturbing was they had a very serious number 6 is also the bladder, which indicates either a serious infection and or bladder cancer. So we're giving a person a course of therapy, going to be rescanning them. If the 6 icons don't change and I scan down and find indications of frequency matching for bladder cancer, I'm going to want to get this person in to see a urologist to have a biopsy done and gene-based cancer evaluations, not paint-by-numbers chemo, and put them on our nutraceuticals to block the hexose monophosphate shunt, along with hyperbaric oxygen and a ketogenic diet to shut down the cancer growth and to treat them. So we're not talking about stopping conventional care. We're making it appropriate care, whether it's chiropractic, because you can see subluxations of vertebrae, or you see osteoporotic jump bone changes, or you see the nascent changes of arteries that are blocking, because you'll see people that are fairly physically active, and they're walking 4 or 5 miles a day, but they got nascent 3 or 4 arteries ready to block in their heart, and they don't know it. And they think they're perfectly fine because they don't have symptoms, you know. Half of women, for example, in their late 60s that develop heart disease don't have any symptoms, not even diaphoresis or shortness of breath, which is sweating spells, before they face plant or drop dead instantly. Half. One-third of males, but half of females. So people think, when I get a symptom, I'll go to see my doctor. Not. You better do a scan to find out where you're predisposed and what you're cooking, because what you're cooking on that shelf of your body may be cancer, vascular disease, or some horrifying autoimmune condition, which if we intervene, we can stop it, or a stealth pathogen that's chewing away at your nervous system.
You know, a lot to do is with just patient empowerment. You know,
right.
Walking in, if you had a scan like this from a QMRA and the metapathia, you're going in with information to tell your doctor, because most of the time, I feel like most people are just advocating their authority over their own health.
Well, they're advocating for the doctor, and the nurses are extremely aggressive. I mean, if your blood pressure is high, they'll say, we're not going to let you go home. You're going to go to the hospital. And then they medicate the hell out of you and give you drugs that will, number one, not stop the hyperviscous blood disorder, not stop the oxidative damage to your arteries, not restore nitric oxide, not prevent the oxidation of cholesterol or fatty acids. They'll lower your blood pressure, but they'll also lower your perfusion, which means you can start cognitive delay. You get impotence if you're male. You start losing your hair follicles, so you start going bald, and you become stupid as well. And it lowers your metabolism, so you also become fatter. Because remember, most people that are obese, I tell them they're dying of what's called a zombie fat disorder, where their fat, if you do a thermogram, is shut down 28 to 30 plus degrees lower than their normal core temperature. And their fat is basically a deposit, like a term deposit. It's not coming out of the bank. So this idea of going on a diet to lose weight is stupid. It's a metabolic and genetic disorder. And if you don't address it like that, doing surgery on the stomach is insane. Doing these gut surgeries to, you know, close your stomach down to the size of a teacup or less is crazy. And they always get nutrient deficiencies, and as soon as they either stretch it or time goes on, they find a way to get around it, and they gain most of their weight back, but now their bones are osteoporotic, their skin hangs, and they're heading toward cancer, autoimmune disease, and massive nutrient deficiencies. You can stop all that by finding what the cause of your problem is with a QRMA and a metapathia and a well-functional medicine history, and then we can fix the problem rather than the quick one foot in the door, one out the door, fancy, quote, medical script by the magnificent deity or MD.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
You know, Fareed, we talk about cardiovascular, about health and vascular problems, and I'd like to use it on issues like, for example, the current presidential candidate, Hillary Rotten Clinton. Now, she's our sister, even if she's an evil sister. But if she came into, say, Jim Caorsi in New York, which, by the way, she could, and we would provide her a free test because she's a presidential candidate, what we'd find is that she is suffering from free iron and heavy metals that are accelerating oxidative stress, which is why her blood viscosity is very high. We'd find her C-reactive protein and PI-1, which is plasminogen activator inhibitor 1, were high. She'd have high rheologic blood viscosity. She'd probably have soluble ICAM 1 and 2 through orbit. She'd have fiber degradation products and signs that she's got activated T lymphocytes attacking the plaque in her artery wall, so she'd have some degree of immune cytokine disorder. And all of these are reversed to a great extent with the use of CardioVasc. Now, let's go through some of the components so we can explain why Hillary Clinton needs to be on CardioVasc. This is a good way of making it political. Maybe people will pay attention, because they probably have a mother, grandmother, or their wife, or themselves that has a vascular problem, and they don't even know it. They think they're perfectly fine, they're playing tennis, they're walking without chest pain, and they have no idea that they're ready to block off their arteries or have a stroke or deep vein thrombosis from sitting on an aircraft too long. They don't realize that CardioVasc would prevent a lot of this. So let's go through it. What's the first component?
Sure, Dr. Bill. So the first component is the hawthorn leaf and flower extract.
Now, hawthorn is a cardiotonic, which means as you get older, you lose mitochondria, or you get them screwed up. Now, the primary sine qua non on scanning electron microscopy of diabetes is decreased mitophagy. Now, that fancy term means you don't get rid of old damaged mitochondria. Interesting, hey? Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at a scanning EM, you see ragged mitochondria, you see them all kind of chunked out. It's like, oh, this doesn't look good. It's like having old soldiers that are missing a foot or an arm or a leg, or they've lost one eye, or they can't move very fast. And those mitochondria, if they're not generating enough energy, the heart can't contract and the blood vessels can't create a peristaltic wave in response to that primary shearing force wave from the heart that pumps 70% of your blood. Now, when you start using this proper component, which, by the way, the other knockoffs, and I'm going to mention a few names now just because I'm kind of in an adversarial mood right now. Extendivite, Heart and Body, and Stroh's Heart Drops, these are knockoffs that are extremely inferior, and for God's sake, don't take them. Switch, if you haven't done it already, to Cardiovasc. Now, they are knockoffs, and actually, legally, they should have been sued by the company. In fact, at some point, I may sue them because they are legally not, they're taking a formula from Sam Ibrahim and abusing it. Now, when you use the right component from the plant, you actually get the research that supports the cardiotonic effects of the Vitexin, which is the component they're taking from the proper leaf and flower. Next component.
So then we have the aged garlic.
Aged garlic is very important. We have, for example, in our German-sourced Allison Med, a special form of aged garlic with a special transport that's not the potato starch system that's used by Peter Jostling in Britain for the amazing Allison. Now, Allison has to be stabilized enzymatically. Aged garlic has additional things in it besides just the Allison. And it's been proven it is an ACE inhibitor, and it doesn't produce what's called a capitin cough by blocking the bioconversion of bradykinins and neurotenins. It also has a very powerful effect at killing off nanobacteria. And without nanobacteria, you can't oxidize free iron or heavy metals to cause oxidized 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol or oxidized fatty acids, which when your macrophages, which means big eater in Latin cell, eat them, they go, oops, bad meal, and they die of what's called food poisoning. And they form what's called a foam cell, which releases a soluble ICAM-1 and 2 and various epigenetic factors that precipitate fibrin platelets to form layer upon layer, which is called plaque. And when it calcifies, especially if it breaks, it produces a massive either embolus that shoots down the artery or a clot that will block the artery off, which is what we call vascular disease. So this is really important to understand that aged garlic is extremely important. Next.
So then there is the cayenne and the bilberry.
Cayenne is a vasodilator, and bilberry is the most dialyzable antioxidant. There are more powerful antioxidants, but not dialyzable, which means they cross deep into any organ of the body. They're extremely important to stop the type of free radicals in deep tissues like the eyes, which is why they've discovered in World War I they used bilberry to protect night vision in pilots because their eyes were being burnt out by ultraviolet light because they didn't have ultraviolet light-treated glass or headgear. That's why they look like Snoopy with the big welder glasses. So bilberry is very important, and this helps to protect the artery walls from oxidative stress. Next.
So then we have the ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo has several factors. Number one, you do want to stop this 4 days before surgery. It reduces blood viscosity, improves microcirculation. It's present in the U.S. formula, which is our Cardiovasc, versus the Cardivite, which is a Canadian formula, because the Canadian government didn't want something that potentially people were not paying attention. They could take and actually bleed more from dental surgery or major surgery. The nice thing about this is you're not going to bleed spontaneously like Xarelto or Eliquis or rat poison Coumadin. Or low molecular weight heparin, it's simply going to reduce your blood viscosity, so you're not going to form plaques, or if you're sitting in an airliner, you're not going to end up blowing off a blood vessel by creating a deep vein thrombosis and embolizing to your lung field. So it's a very powerful formula for improving microcirculation in your brain, heart, and solid organs, and also reduces blood viscosity, so it's very difficult to form a propagating clot.
Yep.
Next.
And then we've got the valerian root.
Now, valerian is very powerful autonomic. Most people don't realize, with all the electrical signals, we talked about the biophotonic frequency modulated signals, you can't have any disease. And your autonomic balance of parasympathetic versus sympathetic is the very basic process that without autonomic input, no disease can occur in any tissue, including autoimmune or inflammatory changes. So when you take valerian, you rebalance toward parasympathetic, which turns off sympathetic fight-or-flight drive that causes vascular disease, hypertension, and oxidative stress that can burn out your arteries. So valerian is extremely important, and it actually tones down the nervous system, because what part of the process of perceiving decreased perfusion is to amp up the nervous system in fight or flight to try to see if they can increase perfusion by pumping harder, which will drive your pressure into orbit. So valerian will lower blood pressure, but it also calms down your autonomic nervous system, so things aren't in fight or flight all the time or sympathetic overdrive.
Yep. And then finally, we've got the milk thistle.
Milk thistle is a very powerful stimulant for all detox of endocrine disruptors and vascular toxins in the environment that will cause oxidative stress and damage to blood vessel walls. So this is a universal, simple formula that's core to anybody trying to prevent disease. And I add to this Omega Supreme Krill, Omega Supreme with 300 to 400% absorption, CoQ10, and our CoQ10 is the only non-crystallizing CoQ10 in the world. Nobody else has this. CoQ10 ubiquinol, the most absorbable form of high CoQ10 for the brain, heart, and solid organs. VascuCare, propionyl carnitine, VeinAway diosmin at the right 4 nanoparticle size, elagic acid to repair DNA, and to stop the transketolase reaction, ultrathiamin B1, which is a fat-soluble thiamin, extremely important to prevent vascular disease. So if you're looking at our total protocol, including magnesium glycinate malate, and things to calm the central nervous system down, like Cromine and Brain Bank, along with the valerian and cardiovasc, you have to approach each of these components that we call vascular disease. And cardiovasc is central. Every adult, every 20, should be on this. And any child with any serious illness, like my daughter with Down syndrome, should be on cardiovasc. Everybody. And if you don't think that you have a problem, it's because you haven't tested. You haven't tested dyslipidemia. You haven't tested if you're elevated blood insulin levels. You haven't tested if you have oxidative markers of increased oxidative stress. It's going to burn your arteries out. They've found out, for example, 11-month-old babies have got what's called a fatty streak in their aorta if they die traumatically, because even 11-month-old babies in our current diet and environment in North America have the nascent signs of vascular disease, 11 months old. Isn't that wild?
Crazy.
Yeah. So when people think, well, why do we have so much vascular disease? You're talking to Dr. Deagle. I measured 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine, T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids, other markers of oxidative stress, like peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. So if you think there's not a problem and your doctor tells you everything's fine, he's, number one, ignorant, number two, or she, or number two, they don't care, and they're only going to treat you when they have serious disease or symptoms, so then they can prescribe things or do an interventional procedure to make buco box. That's the ugly facts. You may not like it, tough luck. I'm telling you the truth. I care about you whether or not you care to understand the truth. And if someone like Hillary Clinton should have been on cardiovasc for years.
Yep.
And by the way, it might also go for Mr. Trump. I don't know what his cardiovascular health is. His doctor might be used to doing conventional nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, which is inferior for dyslipidemia. He may not know what his fasting blood insulin is. He may be energetic, but he may still have some underlying nascent reasons why he's got vascular disease, like if he got a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score, which is more sensitive than a pharmacological or exercise treadmill test. He'd identify which arteries are about to get blocked off because he's showing a high calcium score on the CT, which only takes 8 seconds with a high-speed CT scan. So people say, well, Dr. Deagle, my doctor, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm thinking? You know what? If we got this in a medical legal case, you would be embarrassed when I get your attorneys in cross-examination. Not funny. And people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you're arrogant. No, it's a thing called competent. I'm extremely competent at what I do. I go at this with a vengeance to know my area of expertise like nobody on earth. And I do. And when I tell people that need to be on cardiovascular, they think, well, my blood pressure is fine. I say, but what's your perfusion? What's your calcium score? What's your dyslipidemia? If you got any elevated blood insulin, is your insulin 2.1 or 2.2 microunits per mil, or is it 5 or 10? If you've got increased oxidative markers, yeah, what's your perfusion to your tissues? One of the things that they do in Switzerland, they press your nail bed and they look what the rate of how fast it flushes back. There's a test now called an endothelix and an endopath test. If you do these simple tests, which will cost you $150 to $200 bucks out of pocket, it'll tell you exactly whether or not you get a proper reflush and if your vasculature is producing nitric oxide. And I can guarantee you, most of the adult population in this country has decreased perfusion. Most of them. Which means they need to be on cardiovasc. And if you repeat the endopath or endothelix test after you start it, you'll notice, oh my gosh, not only did my blood pressure come down, my perfusion normalized. which means I can perfuse my sexual organs so males will still have erections. You can perfuse your brain so you can remember your grocery list and be able to answer questions about your grandkids. You can perfuse your solid organs so you can detox toxins in your body and your liver, and your kidney function won't go bye-bye. Kind of a good idea, isn't it? And if you're a diabetic and you don't want to lose your toes or your feet, you better perfuse them. If you want to be able to fight infections, you have to have perfusion to deliver the nutraceuticals like Nutriodine and Allicin Med and Silver 100 or conventional antibiotics to the particular body compartment. Otherwise, you're going to be overcome by either obvious, you know, or stealth infections that are chewing away at your cells and tissues and organs. A lot of people don't realize that. For example, Hillary Clinton's Parkinson's is probably caused by the presence of heavy metals like free iron and heavy metals, and the presence of a nascent virus that caused the Fenton reaction to destroy your secondary motor neurons in the tectum of her midbrain. And I'm an expert on this. And I can tell you that I could help this woman if she came in for a test, and one of the first things I'd be putting her on would be Cardiovasc. Interesting, eh?
Yep.
She'd also be probably on heavy metal chelation like Killer Max and Ultra Liquid Zeolite, the only non-acid wash zeolite. We'd probably be looking at her mineral profile and heavy metals. She probably has mercury amalgams or got a purchase from root canals. She may be eating food that's been laced with arsenic as she eats a lot of regular chicken in America because all the chicken feed except for organic farms has tons of arsenic. So if you don't have it in your well, you have it in your chicken. A lot of people are completely ignorant of this, and their doctor is completely mind-bogglingly dumb. You know, people go, oh, you're so offensive, Dr. Deagle. You say my doctor's stupid. No, there's a word that goes beyond stupid. They're malignantly dangerous. They don't even test, so they don't even know to tell you what dangers you're in right now. And if they go based on symptoms, they're absolutely lost because major symptoms will bother you. Minor symptoms might kill you, but no symptoms will bite you and swallow you alive. And people don't know that. They think, well, I have to have symptoms before I have terminal disease. I said, not. Scary, isn't it?
No.
So, in other words, the thesis that the entire health professions, we're not just talking about MDs, DOs, chiropractors, naturopaths, special trainers, whatever, all of them, the entire basket, are lost in space. All of them. And I'm trying to revise the system to say, measure twice, cut once. Know what the hell is going on, and then do something. And don't take an inferior formula like cardio, Heart and Body or Stress Heart Drops or Extendovite. What are they extending? I don't know. Maybe somebody's erectile organ. I don't know.
Maybe.
And if they think it's a cheap shot, come on my show and dare to call in and see if you can argue with Dr. Deagle. It'll be a mixed mental martial arts, and I'll put you in a Brazilian headlock and stop the flow of intellectual blood flow to your brain. Okay? And you'll tap out. Okay? That's the way it is. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're too aggressive. I said, well, turn off the radio, suffer, and die prematurely. That's your alternative. People say, that's offensive. Why aren't you nice? I am nice. I care about everybody out there, which is why I'm going to tell them the truth. And when you have the truth, which can be validated with specific tests, we're talking about conventional tests like, you know, treadmill tests or high-speed CT scans or blood rheologic viscosity or not nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, which both LabCorp and Quest do, but a more advanced test called lipid electrophoresis, which I've done for years when I did research in Colorado with a top cardiologist, working with rheologic blood machine, which I had in my office, that uses dual lasers to measure blood viscosity. What you have to understand is what I know, these other doctors don't even think about. They don't know anything about non-Newtonian fluid dynamics, oxymarkers, free radical metabolism, or the generation of antibodies against non-neuronal hydroxycholesterol, which Dr. Broughton measured as a British biochemist at antibody assay labs in Los Angeles for years I've tested. Some people say they think they know more than Deagle. Fat chance on that. Real fat chance. And why do they think I've been received so much persecution? If you're as far an outfielder as I am in a number of areas, you're going to get persecution for your colleagues, especially if you stand up on things like 9/11, which I did a special the first hour with Jim Fetzer on the controlled demolition with nukes of 9/11, World Trade Center Tower 1 and 2. And he'll be coming back in hour 3 with also Mark Gaffney. So you need to understand what I know is now integrated with a number of other experts around the world, and in the area of healthcare, I match up my expertise with anybody on earth. Anybody. Cardiologist, rheologic specialist, vascular disease, epigeneticist, anybody. come into my Spider-Man cage. If you disagree with me, call in and have the nerve. As I say, I want to hear you be brave, like Sir Borelli's song. I want to see you be brave. I dare you. Back in a moment with more, with Farida. We're back in an hour, for hour three. Jim Fetcher will be back, and Mark Gaffney, if you think I'm...
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Now, so if you're still listening, by the way, which means you haven't been so aggravated by what I've been saying and how I'm saying it, you really want to get well. Which means if you haven't ordered cardiovascular and you think my blood pressure's fine or my doctor's right and yes, a half dozen medications I'm on are just peachy keen. You're delusional, number one. Number two, we can cut most of these drugs out. If you're on an HMG co-reductase inhibitor, we'll give you omega cod liver liquid. If you're on a calcium blocker, do you really like to shrink your brain like one of the Aborigines of New Guinea? Don't do it. If you're on a beta blocker, you have to taper it over 2 or 3 months, but for God's sake, get off it, especially if you're a male. And number three, don't take a central acting blocker like clonidine. If you're on an ACE inhibitor, try to switch to an ACE receptor blocker, if at all. And we have natural things like in the cardiovascular, we have the aged garlic that's going to be an ACE inhibitor. So what you have to understand is most of the things that they're going to give you conventionally are going to cause side effects or new disease, whereas cardiovascular is going to protect you and preserve perfusion while not causing end organ damage like hair loss or impotence or fatigue or obesity. So, Fareed, can you, any comments you want to make about not only cardiovascular but about the knockoffs?
Well, one of the things that you know, I should mention is that we look for marker compounds in all of our herbal extracts, and these marker compounds indicate the overall quality of the herb. So, you know, if it's present at sufficient quantity, then we know that there's other compounds that are also present,
right.
And it tells us that you know, that this is a high quality product, and that's going to deliver the active biomolecules. So, in the case of hawthorn, for example, we test for a marker compound called Vitexin, and we use high pressure liquid chromatography. And it's done on every batch. And so that's important to know, because not every company tests every batch. Once they've approved a supplier, they'll say, okay, well, you know, we'll leave it to chance now. But we test every single batch for Vitexin. And so, you know, and if a batch fails, you know, hasn't happened in the case of hawthorn, but in the case of garlic, you know, it's hard to find a high-quality garlic. And we have had batches that fail. They don't find their way into cardiovascular. They are rejected.
Yeah, that's important to understand that, because you're not going to find this anywhere else. And certainly the knockoffs don't do this. I would say probably less than 1% of nutraceuticals, and all of ours, which are Nutrameds, are made with this level of diligence. No heavy metals, no excipients, and the actual biological molecules are pharmacologically at the right concentration and stable concentrations from the right part of the plant in every batch. That's really important, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things I think that people should understand is that they don't understand that we're not just talking about blood pressure, we're talking about tissue perfusion. We're not just talking about delivery of oxygen nutrients, we're talking about the removal of toxins and metabolites. And if your perfusion is not good, even if your blood pressure seems to be okay, you're not really in a good place. For example, over-treating blood pressure can decrease perfusion and increases mortality. So mortality goes up when perfusion drops from whatever cause, whether it's hypertension, which basically is just a symptom. Hypertension means things are so bad, your heart is perceiving there's not enough perfusion, so it pushes against resistance because the blood vessels aren't working. When the blood vessels are working, your blood pressure normalizes, but you have to normalize perfusion as well, which is why cardiovascular is essential. Every adult should be on it. Any child with any serious illness should be on cardiovascular, and anybody with a positive test, an endopath or endothelix test. Easy to do. Thank you, Fareed. Just stay right there. We'll get you rescheduled. We'll be back in a moment with hour number three with Jim Fetzer, and we're trying to track down Mark Gaffney, but we'll get him back on this week.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.